A measure preventing bans on sunscreen is back after it failed last year. If it becomes law this year, it would stop a Key West ban on certain sunscreens from going into effect. That's the goal of bill sponsor, Jacksonville Republican Senator Rob Bradley. I'm Blaze Ganey. Key West commissioners worry something in sunscreen is causing damage to the environment. That's why they banned sunscreen that contains two chemicals from being sold without a prescription.
There are emerging studies that show not only the impact to coral reefs, but also to human health, that it may potentially be an endocrine disruptor and carcinogenic.
That's Holly Parker Curry, the policy manager for the Surf Rider Foundation, a group whose goal is to protect the ocean and beaches. The group says the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved other options that will protect coral reefs and keep people from getting sunburns.
In their preliminary rule, they came out with two sunscreens that they recommended off the bat, generally safe and effective, and those are mineral sunscreens.
The FDA is currently doing a study to see if sunscreen ingredients are safe. So far, they found two chemicals that it calls safe. It's continuing to study 12 others, two of which are involved in Key West ban. But Bradley doesn't think that's enough to change any laws.
There is a lack of science on that issue. What science is clear and indisputable about is the case around using sunscreen to protect against skin cancer.
He says the threat skin cancer causes in Florida is big enough to have all sunscreen options available.
Those of us who grew up in Florida understand that how dangerous it is. And that's why sunscreen was developed to fight against skin cancer and to fight against melanoma, which is a very, very dangerous condition.
He's right. The American Academy of Dermatology says 1 in 5 Americans will develop skin cancer in their lifetime. And in the Sunshine State, the odds appear higher.
Florida ranks second in the nation for the highest rate of new melanoma cases. And sunscreen is the first line of defense against skin cancer.
In fact, Bradley recently had a scare with skin cancer himself.
I just recently had to have a small procedure on my face because some precancer developed.
But Parker Curry with the Surf Riders wants the state government to follow the example of other governments that are surrounded by bodies of water.
The state of Hawaii has banned the sale of cosmetics containing these two products, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and now Palau. Palau is the first country, and their ban took effect on January 1st.
Deborah Foote, representing the Sierra Club, says preempting local governments from banning the chemicals is wrong.
81% of voters agree that city and county officials should generally be able to pass local laws to protect public health, the environment, and quality jobs when communities believe that a statewide law isn't enough.
But Senator Bradley stands on his idea.
They're concerned that we should not be preempting local government unnecessarily or go overboard in that effort. But this is a case, I think, where it's appropriate for there to be a uniform policy throughout the state of Florida.
This bill passed and is now headed to the full Senate. For WFSU News, I'm Blaze Ganey.